things ironed out. I would like to call to order this regular meeting of the New Britain Common Council, March 25th, 2015, at 7:52 p.m. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Yes, Alderpersons Truworthy.
Here.
Magnuszewski.
Here.
Black.
Present.
Collins.
Here.
Platosh.
Yes.
Sanchez. Carlozzi.
Here.
DeFranzo.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Pabon.
Here.
Giantonio.
Here.
Smedley.
Present.
Salerno.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Walensky.
Here.
14 present, Your Honor.
15 present.
Sanchez.
Present.
15 present, Your Honor.
Thank you. Can we all please rise for the invocation followed by the Pledge of Allegiance?
Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the season of spring. Look down on our city leaders and employees as they ready the city for this summer's activities by approving the license for a bazaar and several items that get your wonderful parks ready for the public to use and enjoy. We give thanks that soon the flowers will bloom and to some the grass will grow. Thank you for allowing us to put away the rock salt and the snow shovels, I think. Look down on one of our courageous city employees, Christian Perugini, in her quest to enjoy life's wonders. Give her the strength and courage to fight her afflictions and give her solace in knowing we all love and support her. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. For the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have just one comment to make before I know a few council members have to say something, and I just want to wish our finance director, Chris Wolf, a very happy 21st birthday. Happy birthday, Chris. Alderman DeFranzo.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to take a second and thank Bill DeMeo and the Parks and Rec Department staff. I was at two events on Saturday. One was the bunny breakfast at Stanley Golf Course, and the other was the elementary and middle school championship games at New Britain High School. Both of the events were fantastic. I think that I know the breakfast was sold out, and the basketball games there was just a ton of people there. I've been to the breakfast a couple years in a row now, and the basketball games I've been at for probably 10 or 12 years straight. And every year it seems like they get better and better. They're well organized. They're well attended. The staff is great. This year they had a DJ at the basketball games, and it's a great thing for our kids to be able to participate and play at the high school gym and play in front of a crowd like that. And so I just want to thank Bill and his department for those two events because it was great, a great thing for our families and the kids. So, Bill, thank you very much.
Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I actually was standing to talk about the Park and Rec Championships as well. I saw Alderman DeFranzo there. My son's team lost in the championship, but we'll get him next year. But I also wanted to talk, Saturday night I had the pleasure of attending Seussical, the musical at New Britain High. Great time, you know, for anyone who doesn't attend these performances, you're really missing out. We have just unbelievably talented kids at New Britain High School. You know, just when you think last year's Shrek show was awesome, you know, this one was better. And I'd also like to send a special shout out to Alderman Smedley, who was the technical director for the show. And I'll tell you, the new lights really added just a little something extra to the performance. So great job to everyone involved.
Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. So Alderman Giantonio beat me to the punch. I also attended Saturday night Seussical the Musical at New Britain High School, and I was in the company of Alderman Naples and Alderman Giantonio, who was behind us and did not kick my chairs. Thank you, Alderman. But you know, I've had the pleasure of attending many, many shows on Broadway. Classmate of mine of 1976 in New Britain High School, Patrick Vaccarello, has been a Broadway musical director for the last 25, 30 years. And so because of that, I've seen many shows. And the show on Saturday night, the talent, the singing, the direction, the stages, the costume, the lighting, was all right up there, all right up there. I mean, we have so much to be proud of our kids. We got to see the some of the bonding money that we had put to into the high school auditorium. We got to see it that night. I understand there's some other things that are ongoing in terms of more stuff that will be done. But truly, our kids had just did us proud. And so, you know, when we talk about our schools and we talk about the talent that we have and what does New Britain High School offer over some of these other schools, New Britain High School really rates right up there in terms of this. We've had a wonderful tradition in New Britain with the music department for as far back as I can remember. So, Alderman Smedley, congratulations. Great job on the technical direction. Congratulations to all the Alder people that supported the bonding money to make those improvements. And I would encourage everyone in the city of New Britain. May 1st, I think, is Music Mania,
yes,
Alderman?
Sir.
May
yes,
1
sir. May 1st.
Is Music Mania. So please attend that and see how your hard-earned tax dollars are being put to good use with these with our students. Thank you, and thank you to Alderman Smedley.
Thank you.
Thanks. Would any other Alder person like a point of personal privilege?
Well, anybody wants to see a little snippet from the show, the Alderman Smedley has it on his phone.
Alderman Salerno.
Yes, just very brief, everything you all said. I have full agreement. Saw it on Friday, and I guess the only concern that I have was the audience, the size of the audience on Friday, and I think it was a concern. I think maybe the snow had something to do with it, but I think it's important that we try to encourage whether elected officials or appointed officials take the time out to go out and participate when these young folks put a show on. It was just amazing. My wife and I just really, really enjoyed it, and we were pleased to be able to be there. So next time, just let's pack the house. That's all I want to say. And again, Alderman Smedley, nice job.
Thank you. Alderwoman Collins, for the minutes.
Don't have any minutes.
We have none.
Nope.
Amendments to the agenda?
Of course. Let's see here. We have additions E1 and E2 and a substitution resolution number 6.
Substitute 6, seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. Any questions, comments? Mr. Clerk.
Yes. Alderpersons Trueworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Motion carries. Petitions?
No petitions.
None. Fabulous. On to the consent agenda. Alderwoman Collins.
Your Honor, it appears that everything is on consent. You want E off?
Yeah.
Okay. E2 is off. Okay. E2 is off of consent agenda. The following items are on consent. Items A, B, C, D, E, E1, F, G, and H. And as I said, E2 is off.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. Questions, comments? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk.
Alderpersons Trueworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Item E2, Alderwoman Belinsky.
I make a motion to accept and adopt item E2.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
And I was going to say, I mean, I think that a lot has been said. We have some folks from the audience here this evening who have a vested interest in this. For us going forward and for making some improvements to the athletic field at Chesley Park. And I think it's a wonderful idea. And I just, you know, I keep a lot of stuff on my desk and I get ridiculed for it sometimes. But one of the things that I did find was from the meeting of March 12, 2014. You notice there's a lot of pink on this page, if you can see it up close. It's because we went through an entire package to rescind a bunch of bonds, a bunch of bonding. And each one of those we took under consideration separately. And I don't have votes on here, but I do want to thank the council members who voted no to not rescind this bond for Chesley so that we can go forward and we can pass it this evening and the mayor to implement the project and for it to come to fruition. So I know that it's for some of the folks over on that side of town. Mm-hmm. My colleague here, Alderwoman Collins, I know it's been something that she's wanted to get done for a long time, and I'm very glad that we're moving forward on it and hope that you folks can use it soon and have it as your home. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to add any comments, questions? Alderman DeFranco.
Thank you, Mayor. I just had a quick question for Mr. DeMeo.
Isaac will be taking all questions this evening. And encouraging everyone to vote for him.
Yes.
There you go, Mayor. Everybody vote every day till May 15th.
I thought his budget was closed till the end of the year.
His is, but voting costs nothing. So.
Just use your computer.
So, first, Bill, thank you very much for all the stuff going on. I know it's kind of a busy time of year. Can you just talk a little bit about when the project is going to be completed? I think most people have an idea of what it is, but when do we want it completed?
Well, if it gets passed tonight, we call them tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And get everything's kind of lined up. And we're going to put in the contract September 30th be the completion date, but we're going to shoot for maybe September 1st in reality.
Great. So,
I'm hoping to talk to the Junior Hurricanes and say if they can get their first home games away when they schedule and then come back, say, October, November, and play most of their home games at home under a new field would be kind of nice.
All right. Thank you very much. That's all I wanted to know. This is a great project. It's a no-brainer. I think it's going to obviously it's going to transform that park, but it's going to help revitalize that portion of the east side, and I think it's a great thing. I supported it originally, and I support it now. And I thank the mayor for her support of it. And I think it's something that's really going to be important to that part of Newbury. So, Bill, thanks again for all your work.
Does any other alder person have any questions for Mr. DeMeo? Bill, would you like to add anything?
No, we're just thankful for the opportunity, and we're going to go move forward. It's going to, just so people know some statistics, I mean, there's like 300 or 400 Junior Hurricanes at play. There's 1,000 youth soccer players. There's thousands of adult softball players. And there's 250 Frisbee players. So, this is going to affect people for 8 months of the year. And if we don't get any snow, it'll be even longer than that. But you can see just alone, we had 100 main events at Veterans Stadium. We're already at 325 events at Veterans because it's plastic now, so we don't have to worry about rain ruining the field. So the playability of synthetic turf is really the way of the future.
Thank you. Thanks, Bill and Isaac. Alderwoman Collins.
I can't help myself.
You shouldn't.
Mr. DeMeo, could you just come back for just one little minute? I have to apologize to you. I received some emails, and I know that you explained to me that this will also take care of some irrigation issues, because I received emails about the muddy issues, especially for those two diamonds.
Yep. I think you mean drainage.
Drainage.
Irrigation with water. Drainage is taking water away.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're going to put in, I forgot how many linear feet, but a ton of pipe. Drainage pipe that will be connected to the storm sewer, and about almost 2 inches of stone on the bottom, and it goes up to as high as process, so very fine underneath the synthetic turf. So there'll be almost 18 inches of some type of stone that will filter the water to the pipes, and then the pipes will be wrapped in filter fabric and then out the storm sewer. So it's going to take care of a lot of the water issues.
Okay, that was it. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Bill. Seeing no further questions, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. On to resolution number one. As I can get there, Alderman DeFranco.
Thank you, Mayor. Make a motion to accept and adopt item one.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you. So this is a resolution to issue a license for the St. John Paul Catholic School Bazaar and Carnival. The event is going to be held June 18th through the 20th of this year on the grounds of Holy Cross Church School on the corner of Eddie Glover Boulevard and Farmington Avenue. So for people that have not been there, you should definitely go. It's a great event. There's rides, carnival games, food, all that kind of stuff. So make sure you attend. There's a dunk tank. I haven't got my invitation yet, have you? But,
no.
No, so we'll see. But we can
throw at each other, yeah, if we do.
So, but it's a great event, and it's something that we should, as Alderman Salerno said, make sure that we attend and support these causes. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions, comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll make a lot of money on that dunk tank. For, I don't know if it's enough to save this. Well, we might. You never know.
If our fathers were there, they could get it.
That would be perfect. Then you could save the school.
Yeah, good idea.
He's probably watching right now and going to kill me. Resolution number two, Alderman Naples.
All right, move to accept and adopt resolution two.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
Notwithstanding the public participation comments, the only change we're making in the at present is to extend the take-back time, so the removal of the trash containers from the curb to something that we can enforce. This is mainly designed to get people who don't take them in at all. So we're not looking to enforce exactly 24 hours or exactly 5 p.m. ahead of time. We may be looking at, that was a good suggestion, to do 24 hours on either end. We can consider that at a later date. Thanks.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. So my question is why, if we think it's something that we might want to consider at a later date, why don't we just amend it tonight to say that it'll be 24 hours in advance and 24 hours after collection. Just make a friendly amendment to it. If we're all in agreement,
does it have to go back?
It would have to be referred to committee.
That would have to be referred back to committee. Well, okay. So here's my question. I've never been a proponent of just because it's been there, just leave it there. It's been a good thing. Maybe it should just go back and we'll just get it done right. Just get it done right once instead of having to pass it now and then someone else come before us and bring another resolution to then go to committee. If we refer it back to committee, then we just go back to committee, and then it comes back out. So that's just a question that I have, if it has to get referred back.
Alderman Naples?
The reason for not doing it is so we could start enforcing it, but I'm willing to do a friendly amendment to put 24 hours on either side.
It does.
And then it will send it back.
Well, let's refer to Corporation Council and get an opinion.
Thank you, Mayor. It's a substantive change, so you need to send it back for a public hearing.
Alderman
Point of order.
Am I? The question I guess I pose through you is, under our rules, who determines whether something would be a substantive change?
It would be the council. The Corporation Council's opinion is just that. It's an opinion.
Thank you. It is the body. So the question then, is it the body of this city council here tonight that would decide whether or not it needs to go back or not? Determine whether or not that would be a substantive change?
That would be correct.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Alderman Carlozzi.
Your Honor, I make a motion that we refer this back to the to the consolidated committee.
Second. Seconded by Alderman Salvio. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment is passed. Sorry, referred. Referred back to committee. Consolidated. Item number three, Alderman DeFranzo.
Thank you. I make a motion to accept and adopt item three.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Black.
So the purpose of this resolution is to increase the General Fund Parks and Recreation and Community Services Department, Willowbrook Concession Sports Complex revenue and expenses to reflect the added events after the 2015 fiscal year budget process. So I think we heard Mr. DeMeo talk about the additional events that we have coming to Willowbrook, which is a good thing. So this budget amendment in part helps reflect some of those additions. I urge adoption.
Thank you, Alderman. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, we need a roll call vote for that. Mr. Clark.
Alder Persons Truworthy?
Yes.
Magnuszewski?
Yes.
Black?
Yes.
Collins?
Yes.
Platosh?
Yes.
Sanchez?
Yes.
Carlozzi?
Yes.
DeFranzo?
Yes.
Salvio?
Yes.
Lavone?
Yes.
Giantonio?
Yes.
Smedley?
Yes.
Salerno?
Yes.
Naples?
Yes.
Belinsky?
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Resolution number 4, Alderman DeFranzo.
Thank you. Make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 4.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salvio.
So this is a resolution to amend the expenditure and revenues accounts for the Parks and Recreation Department's donation account. So this is essentially an account where when people make donations to the department, the money goes into that account, and then we can use the money to spend on things that we would like to spend it on. So we would like to have more of these accounts in the city, but this is just a detailed description of some of the line items of the original budget and the amended budget. So I urge adoption.
Thank you, Alderman. Any further questions, comments? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk.
Alder Persons Truworthy?
Yes.
Magnuszewski?
Yes.
Black?
Yes.
Collins?
Yes.
Platosh?
Yes.
Sanchez?
Yes.
Carlozzi?
Yes.
DeFranzo?
Yes.
Salvio?
Yes.
Pabon?
Yes.
Giantonio?
Yes.
Smedley?
Yes.
Salerno?
Yes.
Naples?
Yes.
Belinsky?
Yes.
Now it's 15.
Motion carries. Resolution number 5, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 5.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Resolution 5 really deals with the cell tower revenue that's coming from the cell tower at Chesley. And my understanding is we are really just calling out the expenditures, and those were not in the original budget as to how the money was going to be spent. So that is the only change here. And Mr. DeMeo is here. If we have any questions, I urge adoption.
Thank you. Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I guess I do have a question, just maybe a clarification, and what I would say is that Mr. DeMeo should correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding that this revenue, the $65,000, is from over the past year, and if that is the case, oh, and he's here, through you to Mr. DeMeo.
You got it.
Because I recall our cell revenue as being $25,000 a year when we originally signed that contract. So this is $65,000. I guess the question is this for 1 year? Because I just want to see if we are, if we've gotten more sites on the tower and if we're getting more revenue from it, or if this is multiple years that are contributing to the amount.
We may have started at around $25,000, but we're at closer to $65,000 with, we have, every year we have an escalating clause percentage increase, and they also have added, we're at our maximum level. We've added a couple carriers.
Great. That's wonderful. And that's just what I wanted to point out is that, initially it didn't seem like it was a lot, but this is a wonderful amount of money that can be utilized for other services. So I urge adoption, and I thank you, Mr. DeMeo, for responding to the questions. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Any further questions for Mr. DeMeo? Seeing none, thank you, Bill. Any other questions in general? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk.
Alder Persons Truworthy?
Yes.
Magnuszewski?
Yes.
Black?
Yes.
Collins?
Yes.
Platosh?
Yes.
Sanchez?
Yes.
Carlozzi?
Yes.
DeFranzo?
Yes.
Salvio?
Yes.
Pabon?
Yes.
Giantonio?
Yes.
Smedley?
Yes.
Salerno?
Yes.
Naples?
Yes.
Belinsky?
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Sorry, missed something there. Resolution number 6, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 6.
Seconded by Alderman Cabone.
Thank you, Your Honor. Resolution number 6 has to deal with the sod at the golf course for the holes that are being redone as a result of the Costco construction. I am not even going to try to explain this because I know Mr. DeMeo can do a much better job than me. So, Bill, if you can just step to the mic and just give us a quick overview of this and where the money's coming from. I know there were quite a few questions from council members on this one.
Through yes. me, of course.
Nope.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Okay, I'll try to do the best I can. It is a confusing resolution, and it's a confusing project. So what I'm asking you to do is I've tried to protect the city in two ways. One, we tried to estimate the amount of three things that we're going to use: hydro seeding to build the golf course, stripping existing sod and transplanting it to save money, and then also to purchase new sod and install it in areas that we need to. Those are the three things we tried to do. John and I tried to estimate how many acres of each, like we'd need approximately 7 acres of greens, bent grass. We might need 7 acres of fairway, bent plus poa grass. And then we needed X amount, 2 acres of tea grass. However, with Costco's building, with big equipment going everywhere and the muddy, in the winter that we had and the mud that we anticipate, they could ride a machine down our fairway that we anticipated cutting the sod out and reusing, but it might be ruined. If it's ruined at the end of or during the time of sodding, then I couldn't strip and sod, but I would have to buy new sod. So we anticipated the acreage we thought. And then we also made the companies bid through the finance department by unit prices, by square feet. So that way I protected the city in both ways. So we anticipated what we thought, and we could also, if we need more of one kind, we have everybody bid on the same product. So that kind of is what we're going to do. We have two pots of money. The money is coming from Costco, most of it, $500,000. And there's approximately, we're anticipating, depending on how the irrigation project goes, you approved $2 million a year ago or a year and a half ago or something. And we started the 18 holes of irrigation. I can proudly say that we're almost maybe 80 to 90% completed on that project. So that's really gone well. But we're also anticipating that the areas that we pulled pipe across the fairways or around the tees, because of this kind of winter, we may need to sod those areas too. So that's what we're trying to, we're asking you to give us a little bit of flexibility here. We took some calculated estimates, but we also protected ourselves on the unit price side of things for the city. So, but when construction takes place and all these machines are moving around, we have to have the ability to purchase and buy and move things around so that we can get the course in good shape and open, we're hoping, in September. Does that explain it? It's not an
Thank
easy.
You, Mr. DeMayo. I have no further questions. I'll open the floor up to other council members, and I urge adoption.
Thank you. Alderman Salvia.
Yeah, we had many questions in caucus the other night, but one of the things that was uppermost in my mind anyway was that I had hoped, and I called Mr. DeMayo today, and he allayed my fears. I had hoped that all the money was going, pretty much all the money was going to come from Costco, and he assured me that there won't be any city money, additional city money that's coming from anywhere else that's going to be used for this.
Yeah, the bids came in very favorably for us. We were very impressed and pretty competitive. So, you know, if everything goes according to the acreage that we estimated, and nothing gets ruined in the other construction, you know, we should be within our
$500,000.
Yep. I always do.
Thank you, Bill. I see no further questions. Okay. See none. All those in favor? Alderman Trueworthy for the win.
No. No further questions for Mr. Mayo. I did have a couple questions just so that I can understand where the contract changes came in and the closing dollars. So maybe through you, I guess we'll probably go
Attorney
to the council
Bizarre.
And to Mr. Wolf, I would imagine. And you may be able to answer. I don't remember. What was the date of the close? When did we actually close on this property? It wasn't too terribly long ago, right?
August. August. I think it was August. September.
I heard September, August.
Late,
okay.
Late August, early September.
So late fall last year. So then, okay, let's just stick with that. So through you, Your Honor, to the Corporation Council, there was obviously a change because from the original contract, which was discussed when we were doing the contract, of the $245,000, $280,000, it went up, it was $360,000 that Costco would pay. It was negotiated in the contract. And then that had to come back to the City Council for ratification. So could you explain just briefly how that number changed to $500,000? This was to cover the loss in revenue that the golf course may incur.
Without the contracts in front of me, it's hard for me to give you specifics, but the bottom line was that there was, in one of the previous iterations of the deal, in one of the amendments, there was a penalty provision that had been negotiated. And actually, Mr. DeMeo probably has his finger on the details more than I do, but because the penalty provision had changed from the one that I had negotiated years ago, and then my predecessor and my successor and predecessor renegotiated it and it changed again. The bottom line was that there was a feeling that we would be better off getting Costco to agree to pay their maximum exposure to the city on that contract. That gave Costco some certainty with respect to its maximum exposure. And what we did was we were then able to assume responsibility for the seeding of the greenings. And that then allowed us to assume responsibility. We thought that by doing that, we would be able to do it more efficiently, and we would be able to do it more expeditiously. So that was so we went back and we renegotiated it, and essentially Costco gave us the money that they were exposed to, and then I think they paid a premium on top of that, if I remember correctly. So it was, and the premium was the cost, their cost, that they would have been exposed to had they completed the construction as per the original agreement. So they gave us their cost plus the maximum penalty, and then we assume responsibility for completing the thing. And Bill can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's my recollection.
They were going to give us $350,000, and you negotiated an extra $150,000 from them, so they didn't have to sign, and we could do it ourselves.
Okay, so great. I love the dialogue here then. Through you, Your Honor, back to the Corporation Council. So how is it that was, as you illustrated, went through a number of iterations,
right.
Started out,
yeah.
It changed. There was originally, I think, there was a percentage on the profit.
That's correct.
There was all, yeah. This was not an inconsequential part of the contract.
That's
negotiations.
Correct.
When... At what point in time throughout that process did it get determined that it was going to change to $500,000? And then how did that not need to come back before the City Council for ratification?
That was done before my time, my current tenure, Alderman. I'm not sure. You know, that provision was in effect already. It had been negotiated a couple years ago. So, I can't really tell you. I don't know what went on, but...
It was the former administration, yeah. And I wasn't involved.
So when I got back into the deal, the deal had changed. That provision in particular had changed substantially. It was a sea change compared to what we had done several years back. So I can't speak to what happened. I don't know whether it came to this council. I really wasn't paying much attention to the deal at that time. But then when I got back involved on my current tenure and got back into the negotiation, go through the contract, I noticed that provision had changed, and at some time, I think it was, fall, I think late fall or so, when Mr. DeMeo and I had some discussions about, how it would behoove the city to be able to get the money and assume responsibility for the work ourselves, and Bill and I had several discussions about that and whether it would be possible, and I approached Costco about it, and we ended up negotiating it, so.
Through you, a question back to Corp Council. I'm not sure I'd have followed you. You said it before your time, but then you ended up talking to Bill, to Director DeMeo, and then negotiating it and approaching
the original
Costco.
The original provision had this very complex formula.
Right.
And it had to do with percentages, as you pointed out. That was the original version. At some point, a couple of years ago, 2012 or something like that, that whole provision was eliminated from the contract, and it was replaced with a more simple provision whereby Costco's exposure was fixed. Now, I don't know if that provision ever came back to the council for approval. I don't know that it would need to. I'd have to look at the contract. I'm not sure. But Costco had agreed to pay a certain penalty. So what we did in the fall was just get Costco to agree to just fork it over, basically, and then some, and the quid pro quo was that we would release them from any further liability on with respect to that. And the reason that we did that was so that we can assume responsibility because we could get this done faster and more efficiently.
Okay.
Simple as that.
All right. Well, thank you for your answer, sir. Mr. DeMayo, yeah. Happy birthday. It's the last one. We're getting out of here pretty soon.
Not soon enough.
So there was the decision of the body. I think that there was a perception also that Costco was going to have the responsibility for fixing all the Red 9. The bond the irrigation bond of which you referred, from my understanding, please correct me if I'm wrong, because my memory could be fuzzy on it, but it was for $2.1 million for the blue and the white.
Correct.
It wasn't going to go over to the red.
Correct.
Because Costco was going to take care of the red.
Correct.
So somehow in the midst of all of this, the Corporation Council and you decided that it was better or more advantageous for the city for us to take that responsibility?
Oh, no, no. First of all, the $2 million stayed with the R18, the blue and white.
But okay.
So don't confuse that.
Well, it's in this resolution that if we need to, we're going to go into that money use it.
No. My intention there is, maybe I didn't explain it correctly. We're almost finishing that project of our blue and white 18 holes.
Uh-huh.
But because of this winter and when we pulled pipe to do the irrigation, I'm anticipating that I might need to buy some sod or hydro seed areas of our own 18, the blue and white. That's all I'm saying. And that,
so those are only going to be on the blue and white. We're not going to touch any of the red.
That's exactly right. That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're not mixing those two.
All right. That makes me feel better.
Yep.
Great. And then finally, just one further question for Mr. Wolf. Thank you very much for that clarification. That So the dollars from, good evening, Mr. Wolf, how are you? Happy birthday.
Good evening, thank you.
Through your honor to Mr. Wolf, the dollars from the closing, if that was in August or September, would be in this current fiscal year, as of today's fiscal year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so, and that was?
4.1 million.
4.1, 10% had already been set aside in escrow, so okay, all right. That $4.1 million, is currently where?
The $4.1 million at closing was wired to the city,
yeah.
Set up in a trust fund, non-expendable, in accordance with the ordinance that you passed. We did have to wait till the ordinance itself had some lengthy language as far as what the trustee should be or type of person that they should be. And so the mayor did come to the council with the five trustees that serve with the treasurer as trustees for the funds. The money right now is sitting within the general fund, but it's in a non-expendable form.
Okay, but it is reflected in our general funds statement?
It's not in revenue. It's a trust fund that the money is separate. The trust fund calls for only the income earned can be used for part purposes. And so it's not in revenue. It's in the cash of the general fund pool, if you will. Or all our money, all our funds is in one pool.
But we can't touch it.
Right. That's ultimately my question, and that it can't be touched.
Except right. With
I would just want to make sure that money came in.
No, it's a non-expendable trust fund.
And none of the dollars that are used from the sale of that, or are the dollars that are being used from this for this particular project, are they coming from that sale?
No.
Great. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, Your Honor.
Alderman Siller.
Right, thank you. And through you, Your Honor, just a comment. I want to thank Alderman Truworthy for his due diligence on this. It's appreciated because we've all been pretty due diligent about this project for a very long time. And I just want to commend all the negotiators over the last 2 or 3 years, or 4 years, I think we're moving on now, that we actually have a timeline of September, potentially, of 2015 to bring back Stanley Golf Course again full at 27 holes to be again one of the premier public courses in the state of Connecticut. Thank everybody who did all the hard work.
Thank you, Alderman. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn made by Alderman Salvio, seconded by Alderman Belinsky. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned at 8:32 p.m. Good night.
Thank you, Chief.
And that was stressful. Hi.